The Salt Lake County Council is meeting Tuesday night to finalize steps in the Pay for Success program. It's part of Mayor Ben McAdams' effort to reduce homelessness and deal with criminal justice issues in the county. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
The $11.5 million Pay for Success program is a novel approach from Mayor McAdams. In these final steps of the negotiations, the program would split the money between two Salt Lake nonprofits, First Step House, which will tackle criminal justice issues, and The Road Home, addressing homelessness. The novelty is in how the program is funded.
We can invest in those programs and those social programs that will have a good impact in our community, but we can do it in a way that isn't just throwing tax dollars at program after program for which there's no established outcome and we don't know whether it's working or not.
In the county plan, funding for housing programs, employment services, mental health, and substance abuse programs will be loaned by a handful of philanthropies, banks, and foundations. Those funds will be paid out to the two nonprofits over the next 5 years. Money from programs that are successful will be reimbursed to investors with taxpayer dollars.
You know, we're allowing some of the innovation and the risk to be borne by the private sector. And I think the private sector is much better at bearing risk and being innovative.
Over those 5 years, the nonprofits' work will be rigorously studied to make sure the programs and the investments are successful. The next step is for the county to finalize negotiations with investors in the program. After that, McAdams hopes to get the programs up and running in the coming weeks. Eric Newman, KUER News.